Mix 101.7, now in the Saturday morning huddle, joined by Newell Fond Mustangs coach Brian Wilkin. A tune-up game for the playoffs last night, non-district, traveling down to Collins Maxwell. Long bus ride, Brian, but I like what you said last week. Kids are out for football to play football, and you certainly liked the idea of playing week 9 as opposed to having a bye week before your playoff game.
No question. You know, it. You know, like I said last week, kids go out for football to play football, and practice. There's no kid that goes out to practice and never get a chance to play. This enabled both teams to play week 9, and fortunately for us, we got off to a great start. We were able to play a lot of kids, some kids that we're going to be counting on as depth as we go forward here, in the playoffs.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you feel good about the depth that you have built at this point going forward.
Well, obviously. We've had some injuries, but we've had to continually get our kids better, and that's our job. We've built some depth at some positions, and some we still got some work to do. And in a school our size, and at any level, an injury, is tough to overcome, but. This group of kids and this group of young men have been resilient. They've been faced with this all year, and they just keep pushing forward and battling and finding ways to win.
So your role last night, 62-6, a great start, as you mentioned. How did some of the numbers shake out when all was said and done?
We ran the football as a football team for 32 carries for 355 yards. Austin Gertis led us in rushing. He had 5 carries for 163 yards, including touchdown runs of 50, 43, and 21. Bryce Kopic, we overall passing, we were 7 of 12 for 92 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Bryce Kopic was 7 of 10 for 92 yards with 3 touchdown passes. One to Jimmy Becker, one to R.J. Rojas, and one to Jake Davis. And, defensively, you take away a couple of plays. We played, better again defensively last night, giving up just 5 yards rushing on 27 carries. Through the air, they were 4 of 12 for 57 yards with 1 touchdown and 2 interceptions.
And so next up for the Mustangs is a first-round 8-player game. You'll be at Audubon next Friday, Brian. What's your early outlook on the Wheelers?
Well, this time of year, every football team is deserving of being in there and has earned their way there and is a very, very good football team. This is a football team that was in the playoffs a year ago. They returned a number of those starters from a year ago, including, their three most, offensive weapons in their quarterback, in their tailback, and their one receiver. And they're getting a lot of production out of those three guys right now. Defensively, obviously, by looking at stats and scores, they're obviously awfully good defensively because they've given up very few points. So, at this time of the year, it's going to be also, they're all going to be huge challenges, Ryan. But at the same time, they're huge opportunities for our young men, and we're looking forward to that opportunity and going to Audubon and being in the playoffs and going down there and competing.
Well, we'll of course be down there next Friday to broadcast your game on the Storm Lake radio stations. And again, I know you're far from content, but just to make it to the playoffs out of this grueling District 1 is something in itself, Brian.
No question. I looking back this week, you've had a chance to go back and look back and dig in a little more with your self-scouting and a little more extensive study of your own football team and the things that you've done. Six of our seven teams in this district have been ranked at one point or another in the season, like I said, I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of our coaches, for this accomplishment. But, a new season begins, today for us. And, that's the season we've worked for and the opportunity to be in the playoffs we have been given. And now we got to go make the most of it.
Mustangs 8-1. And again, at Audubon to open up postseason play next Friday. That's Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin. Thanks so much for the time, Brian. All season during the Saturday morning huddle, we'll be talking to you in the middle of the upcoming week for sure, and hopefully a few more times before season's end. Appreciate everything.
I appreciate it too, Ryan. I appreciate all the support you give us, so thank you.
Brian Wilkin in the Saturday morning huddle.